Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. When the year started, no one could have predicted how much our world would change in just a few short weeks. The coronavirus has canceled major sporting events, closed schools and restaurants, and prohibited many congregations from meeting in person. It's easy to feel isolated and anxious in these uncertain times, so we asked Gary Kreitz, the executive director of NAMI NC, for his advice in adjusting to these sudden changes.
Dr. Kreitz, there has been so much anxiety going around in the past few weeks as a result of the COVID-19 virus. For folks who are trying to manage that anxiety during this time of constant change, what do you advise?
Managing anxiety is always a challenging thing. One of the things that I'm encouraging people routinely is to take a break from the media and from social media and so forth. With the 24/7 news cycle, I mean, it is all coronavirus all the time. And it's important to stay up to date with what's going on, you know, what needs to be done, what are the recommendations and so forth. But I find the longer that I spend on the news or on social media, it actually starts to weigh on me because it just feels like it's overwhelming. And so lately, what I've been doing and what I've been recommending my staff and others to do is to take a break from it periodically. You know, periodically log on to see what's going on, if there are any recommendations, but spend time doing things that are not related to the disease. Things that are, go to websites that are encouraging or fun websites. Do some activities that are safe activities, but still add balance to your life. It is so easy because panic breeds panic. It's so easy to get sucked into it. I think it's important at a time like this, especially since we're being charged with social distancing, which is very important from a physiological point of view, but we have to make sure that social distancing doesn't fall into social isolation. Social isolation is a contributing factor to depression, to anxiety disorders, and so forth. And so I'm encouraging my staff, I'm encouraging the people that we work with in NAMI, that even though we have to distance ourselves, to make sure that you're still maintaining contact with the people that you care about. So I think it's always helpful to be able to do something for somebody else. We can so focused in on our own fears. Self-care is just so essential in any time. But a time like this, self-care is absolutely crucial for getting through it emotionally.
Talk to us a little bit about children. Obviously, parents are worried that their kids can't go to school. They can't go and play with their friends as they have in the past. What advice do you have for helping them cope with anxiety?
Well, I think, first of all, the danger that we sometimes have as parents is to minimize their feelings. You know, the things that are causing them anxiety may seem small from our perspective, but from their perspective, they're every bit as large as the things we do, too. So I think we need to develop the opportunity so that our kids know that they can come to us, they can talk, that we're not going to judge them for their feelings, we're not going to scold them for their feelings, we're not going to minimize their feelings, because they may be feeling things more intensely than the situation might be in their home. That doesn't mean that the anxiety is not there. Kids can pick up on our anxiety. And so I think one of the things we also do is we manage our own anxiety and make so that we don't transfer that to our kids. I think anything that we can do to make sure our kids don't become socially isolated, whether it be for them to be able to be in interactive games, for them to be able to, you know, FaceTime with grandpa and grandma, you know, to achieve as close to normalcy in relationships as possible. And then also, whether it be for our kids or whether it be for us as adults, there are some times that we need help that's beyond ourselves, and it's completely legitimate. There are increasing number of options for telehealth, for being able to speak to a counselor or to be able to speak even to an addiction counselor. There are so many resources that are starting to become available from your own home. And I think it's important for people to monitor their own mental and emotional health. And when they need to bump over an obstacle, an emotional obstacle that they have, there are resources out there available. NAMI, we have a helpline. It's not a hotline. It's not a, you know, we're not a suicide hotline. We're not clinicians here. But NAMI, as well as other organizations, we have resources available that a helpline where they could call in and find out what are the resources available out there in my area. The main thing is we're going to get through this. You know, sometimes trying to keep things in perspective, maybe it's because of my age, I'm not sure, but, you know, being able to keep a historical perspective. We've gone through pandemics before. We've gone through recessions before, and it's not to minimize the severity or the importance of the one that we're going through right here. But, you know, life is different now, and life may be changed for a while, but trying as much as possible just to maintain the perspective that we have gotten through this before, and working together, we're going to get through this as well. It's going to be difficult, but we can get through it together.
We know that there are a lot of different types of aid that will be coming our way to help the economy, to pay for paid sick leave, but is there a hope by NAMI that there will be more federal funding for mental health services?
It's sort of a double whammy, because right now, you know, we're in our state, we've been in the midst of discussions about Medicaid transformation and so forth, and what are the way that we can give financial resources to mental health so that it achieves parity with the treatment of physical health. I'm not sure which direction that it's going to go right now, whether the current crisis, whether it's going to bump us to say, yes, we do need to do something and do it now, and actually push us forward on when we've been dragging our feet, or whether it's just going to, you know, complicate getting care, especially for those people that have less finances available for it. I think the jury is out right now. I think this is a perfect time for the federal government, and through its state agencies as well, to start rethinking. Okay, this is a crisis. How can we best serve the people who are the most vulnerable? And I think certainly getting our financial house in order related to helping people with mental health would be a huge step in the right direction.
Any final advice for folks who feel that they're in crisis right now, or simply may just feel overwhelmed at the changes they've had to go through in the past few days?
I think knowing yourself well enough to know that, you know, I'm dealing with anxiety, it's a normal amount of anxiety, and I'm going to be okay, that I'm going to turn off the TV for a while and you know, play games with my kids, or I'm going to, you know, turn off social media and do something, and then just, you know, getting a sense of balance again, of taking care of yourself, but then also realizing, no, this is bigger this time. What I'm experiencing, it's hampering my ability to cope. I can't function on a normal day-to-day basis. So at this point, I need to reach out, and to realize that there is no stigma attached whatsoever to reaching out for help. We do it if we break our leg. There's no reason why we can't do it if we're having emotional struggles as well.
Gary Kreitz is the executive director of NAMI North Carolina. You can find their website at naminc.org. And their helpline is 1-800-451-9682.
Well, that's it for this edition of News and Views. Be sure to stay updated on the latest news about COVID-19 at the State Department of Health and Human Services website. We also invite you to subscribe to our free newsletter at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Henkel, it's Rob Schofield. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to News and Views. A weekly look at state and policy issues is a production of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com.